The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vivek Dodd, CEO of Skillcast, SKL, listed today. Vivek, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, so it's a big day for you. Very exciting in any business to list publicly. And so before we go into a bit of detail on how the company works, what it's all about, just give us a brief overview, if you could, Vivek.
Indeed. So Skillcast helps companies to implement a total compliance strategy that includes educating their employees and recording, managing, and evidencing other activities for compliance purposes. We provide an e-learning management system and the content for compliance education, a policy attestation hub, staff disclosure and declaration tool with case management to go with it, ability to run anonymous workplace surveys, and an online register for recording things like gifts, hospitality, whistleblowing, PA dealing, and compliance breaches, etc. And we do all of this within a single integrated application, the Skillcast portal, that ensures a seamless user interface and prevents gaps developing in staff compliance.
Excellent stuff. And you found the company, you've been with the company for a long time?
Yes, indeed. I'm one of the three founders of the company. Along with me are Katrina Razik, who's our current Chief Commercial Officer, and Anthony Miller, who's our CTO.
Excellent stuff. So you've raised £3.5 million. Give me the reasons for listing, if you could, Vivek.
Yes, well, historically, we've been a private company and financing our growth exclusively with internally generated cash flows. But now we see a major growth opportunity as businesses are transforming their staff compliance, and our internal financing model is just insufficient to address this opportunity. We have considered proposals for private equity and debt financing, but we found them not to be right for us. The public route fits us much better. It backs up our message of compliance transformation, transparency, integrity, and governance that is so important to what we are selling to our clients. So the AIM listing will demonstrate to our clients that we are practicing what we reach.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And just explain how your revenue model works, if you could, Vivek.
So we provide our products and services on annual subscriptions. Our clients take these subscriptions, which come with all the technology and the content that they need for their staff compliance. Our model is totally dependent on client retention, and we do that by providing excellent customer service and ensuring that our clients utilize what they've purchased to the full potential.
Yeah, yeah. And typically, you know, who are your clients? You know, how big are they? What sector are they in?
So the majority of our clients are based in the UK. We do have some clients in the EU. In terms of the subscription clients that we have, the majority of them are small to medium-sized businesses, ranging from a few tens of employees to a few thousands. Half of them happen to be in the financial services sector, but the other half are distributed across pretty much all the other sectors of the economy.
Understood. And you mentioned there you've pretty much grown the company organically, so I assume you're not pre-revenue. Where are you at the moment in your life cycle?
Well, we've been having revenues for many years, and we have been profitable for the past 5 years.
Oh, excellent stuff. Okay. And going forward, you know, what can investors expect then, Vivek?
So our focus is on growing our subscription revenue. And the key performance indicator for that is our annualized recurring revenue, or ARR. We're also seeking to improve our gross margins with economies of scale and productivity improvements. So investors can expect us to perform on those two fronts. Immediately. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of years of increased investment ahead of us, especially in technology and marketing, but much of it is down to accelerated hiring plans. So our admin costs will grow relative to sales in the coming 2 years, but after that, they start to stabilize, leading to improved bottom line.
Excellent stuff. Well, it's good to have you on. And just to point out here on Vox, on the front page, we have a list of 10 companies on the front page who are most followed at the moment. And they're getting that list by people hitting that follow button to add them to their watch list. So if you could, three reasons right now why someone should hit that follow button on your page, Vivek, and add Skillcast to their watch list, please.
Indeed. The first would be the market. It's a very exciting market to be in. Corporate compliance has become pretty much of a non-discretionary spend for many firms, especially those in financial services. So the demand for our products is growing fast and is pretty resilient. Second, we are thriving on this growth because of the breadth and depth of our product lines and because our products are packaged into a single integrated application, which makes us ideal for corporate compliance management. And finally, because we have a diverse and highly experienced board with a strong track record of growing entrepreneurial businesses and providing good governance.
Yeah, absolutely marvelous stuff. Good to hear, Vivek. Good to chat to you. And like I say, exciting journey ahead. So no doubt, hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.